Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Tainis, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Ches. The Tana gives us a Hagdama. Al kol tzara shalai tavei al atzibar, for every calamity, for every tzara, that Chas v'Shalom could threaten us. But the Tana says it in such a way that it's like a bracha. Al kol tzara shalai tavei al atzibar, that it shouldn't come on the tzibar. Masriin alein, we cry out for them. Here we're not talking about Shabbos. We're talking about Stam. Chutz, but there's one exception, there's one tzara, that we don't cry to Hashem, they should stop it. Chutz me roiv kshamim. If there is too much rain, we don't daven to Hashem to stop the rain. Now, we don't mean rain that threatens to destroy the crops. We just mean that we had enough rain. We don't really need the rain. And now, if it rains, it's a tircha. Everyone has to get their umbrellas and put on their rubbers and everything gets wet. So we would like for it to stop. Now, we don't need it. Why should it rain? We want to see the sun shine. But for that, we don't daven. Zok the Mishnah Maisa, it once happened, and this story took place during Bayis Sheni. There wasn't a Tzir's Ksham, it hadn't rained in Eretz Yisrael. And most of Adar had passed already, and it still didn't rain. Sha'amrulai, they said, L'chayni ha'magal, literally, Chayni the circle maker. When did Chayni make this circle? Well, that's what we're going to learn about now. They said to him, we're in trouble, it hasn't rained. Hispalal, she'erdu kshamim, daven, that the rain should fall. Now remember, at this point we're not Gezer Tainas al Atzibar anymore, because most of Adar passed. Omar lehem, so Chayni Amagel said to them, Tzu, I want you to go out, v'yachnisu, and take in tanurei pesachim, bring in the ovens that were prepared for roasting the carbon pesach. I want you to do that before I daven. You see, it was already within 30 days to Pesach. They had already taken out their ovens to roast the carbon pesach with. They used to keep it in their backyards or front yards, but it was exposed to the sky. He said, take it in. Bishvil, so that shalo yimayku, so it shouldn't melt or dissolve in the rain. The ovens were made out of clay, and rain can cause it to fall apart. Also, these were ovens that you could move. And of course, this showed Chayni's great betachai, that his tefillah was going to be answered. Zakta gemara hispal, he davened, but v'lo yardu gshamim, no rain fell. The Yerushalmi says, even though he wanted to show his confidence in the tefillah, that's why he said, take in those ovens. But tefillah still requires anava. Openly to the public, it has to come from a position of being very modest. Ma'asa, what did Chayni do? Og, uga, he drew a circle. Like in the ground, he made the tzura of a circle. The amad b'saicha, and he stood within it. The amad l'fadav, and he said before him, that means before Hashem Yisbarach, Ribayne shalaylam, master of the universe, Benecha, your children. Samu p'neim alai. They have turned their faces towards me. In other words, they're depending on me. Shani keben bayis l'penecha. I'm like a member of the household before you. What does he mean? I'm like a member of your household? This refers to what we learned in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Lamed Dalet, Amid Beis. The Gemara in Brachas tells us the story that Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son fell ill. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to Rabbi Chanina, Beni, please, plead rachamim for him, that he should live. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa put his head between his knees, pleaded rachamim for him, and his son got better. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said about himself, had I done that the entire day, it wouldn't have helped. So his wife asked him, is Chanina greater than you? And he answered, no. But who is doime ke'eved lifnei hamelech? Va'ani doime ke'sar lifnei hamelech? You know, sometimes, let's say you have, lahavdil, you have the Secretary of Treasury or the Secretary of State. These are very high positions in the government. And of course, if they have to speak to the President, they could speak to the President, but they still have to wait for an official appointment. But the President's personal secretary, the one who makes sure that, you know, that the president has a schedule today and who sees who, when. He's always next to the president. He can always talk to the president. He doesn't wait for appointments because he's the one that makes the appointments. Sometimes, like a personal mishamish, can get closer to the president or the king than an official minister. So in our case, Chayni Amagel explains the same thing. The Yidden are used to, Ribbono Shel Olam, that I can reach you whenever I need you. And now Chayni Amagel proceeds to say something very bold. He says, Nishba ani, I swear b'shimcha agadel. I swear by your great name. She'eini zaz mekan, I shall not move from here, meaning in the circle that he drew on the ground. Ad sheterachim al benecha, until you have mercy on your children. The Mishnah continues, Hizchilu gishamim minatavim. Hizchilu, it started, gishamim, the rain, to come down like in a trickle. Amar Chayni said, Loikach she'alti, not such rains that I request, Ela rather, gishmei boirois, shichen uma'arais, enough rains that'll fill the water holes, the ditches, and the caves. Remember what we said from the Gra? Boirois is a round pit where people drink from. So it's accessible by being round. Shichen are like the longer, more rectangle holes that's used for washing clothes. We have to like schlep the clothes in the water. And ma'arais are the caves where people wash themselves. So it's covered on the top, so it's sneistic. Zak the Mishnah, Hizchilu leirid bezaf, the rains began to fall with a fury. It's a tremendous kayach. You know what the Beraisa tells us? Every drop of rain was as big as the opening of a barrel. Amar Chayni said, Loikach she'alti, not such rains that I request. Ela gishmei ratzein bracha unedava. Levayne shalaylam, we need rains of goodwill, of bracha. We need rains that show us you're giving this to us as a bracha, things should be good. Not to drown us. Zak the Mishnah, Yardu, Kisiknan, the rains then fell in a normal way. But it continued to rain very consistently. At Sheyotsu, Yisrael, mi Yerushalayim l'Harabayis, until the Yidden had to leave Yerushalayim for the Harabayis, which is much higher up. Mivnei Akshamim, because of the rains. All the areas lower down were filling up with water. Vova Amrulai, the people came and they said to Chayni Amagel, Kishem shehispalalta leim sheyerdu, just like you davened for us that the rain should fall, kach hispal sheyelcholim, please daven that they should stop, because this is very difficult to live with. So much rain. Amar lehem. But Chayni Amagel said to them, no, I don't want to daven that the rain should stop. He said to them, he meant this as a remez, Tzu re'u, go out and see. Im nimches even hatoyim. There was a big stone in Yerushalayim. Anyone that found a metziah would stand on it, and he would call out, metziah metzasi, and people would come to this stone, and they would give the proper siman and take the metziah. And this stone was called Evan Toyim. In Masechtas Bava Metziah, the gear says Evan HaToyim, because they would load up the stone with the metziahs. So Chayni Amagel said to them, go out and check. Im nimcheis Evan HaToyim. Was this stone washed away? That's one pshat. Another pshat is, did it disintegrate already from the water? Stones don't get washed away so fast. This was a very tall rock. It was impassable it should be covered with rain, unless a marble came to the world, explains the Batanura. And this is what he meant to say. As powerful as this rain is, and as big as the raindrops are, it's not going to wash away the Evan HaTayim, right? Well, this is how the Ran explains it, as quoted in the Taisus Yom Tov. Shekashem she'iev shele Evan, just like it can't wash away the stone, I can't daven to stop something good coming from Shemayim, just because it's burdensome for you. In the Beraisa it says Beferish that he told them, Kach mikobulani, she'ein mispalim al roif hatoiva. But he did give them an etzah though. He said, bring me a par hoida, a carbon to say thank you to Hashem. They brought the par hoida. He leaned both of his hands on it and he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Amcha Yisrael, that you took out of Mitzrayim, it's hard for them to take too much good or too much punishment. When you're angry at them and no rain comes, they can't take it. When you give them such good things, they can't take too much. Elihi Ratzim Lufanacho, Sheyifsaku Hakshamim, let the rain stop. V'yei Revach B'Oila, let there be Menucha on this world. Right away, the wind blew, the clouds scattered, and the sun began to shine. And they all went out to their fields, and they found all kinds of mushrooms that already came out from the moisture of the rain. See, when the Rabbeinu Shalaylam punishes us, it's so that we have a tikkun, a complete tshuva. And when the Rabbeinu Shalaylam gives us more than we think we need, it's also for us to be able to endure and wait it out and to understand it. Chayni Amagel says, what can I do? Sometimes Klal Yisrael is not at the Madrega to be able to wait these things out. Ah, you just said you don't daven for Rav Taiva. So the Teretz is, as the Mefashim explained it, it wasn't a tefillah to stop. It was just Rabbeinu Shalaylam, this is our matzav, what should we do? Not everybody was happy with what Choni HaMagel did. Shalach loy Shimon ben Shatach. Shimon ben Shatach sent him the following message. Ilamali Choni ata, were it not for the fact that you're the great Choni, who everyone knows is such a great tzaddik, had you been someone else who did this, Gazrani alecha nidoi, I would have been geyser on you to put you in cheirim, because it's disrespectful to say to Hashem twice by saying, no, not such rains, no, not this. Imagine your little brother asks your mother for something, and your mother says, okay, here it is. No, not that. Okay, you want this? No. Is that respectful? He's little, he doesn't understand yet. But Choni, how can you talk this way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Some explain the taina against Choni was that he put himself in this position. I'm not leaving here, Hashem, until you answer me. A cherim means like a ban. A person under a cherim can't do certain things. He's almost like an avul, Rachman al-Islam. He's isolated from other Yidden. Did Shimon ben Shatach actually do this to Choni? No, of course not. He said to him, if you weren't Choni, I would have done it. What shall I do to you? You're like so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you talk to him like a child that's longing for his father. You're like a favorite child. A favorite child, even if he misbehaves, the father still gives in to him. That's one of the many pshatim. You're keben shu mischate al aviv. Whatever you do, your father in heaven loves you. We isolated Sinai, and he does his will. We alecha akasiv aimer. It is on you that the Pasuk says, that Shlaima Melech says in Mishlei, Yismach avicha v'imecha, may your father and mother rejoice, v'sagel eladetecha. May the one that gave birth to you be glad. Okay, quickly chazering over. Now, Mishnah, we learned, al kol tzara shaloi tobe, that's how Chazal express it, meaning, what they really mean to say is, when a tzara comes on the tzibur, masriyin aleh, we don't hesitate to fast, to be mispal, to blow shofar, like we learned in the previous Mishnayos, with the exception of roiv geshamim. If we have enough rain, and it's not a threatening rain that's going to destroy the crop or bring down buildings, it's just not convenient. So we don't bother Hashem and say, can you please stop it, I'm not comfortable. We don't do that. And the Mishnah told us the story of Choni HaMagel, where it didn't rain, and he told them, take in your ovens, it shouldn't disintegrate because they're made out of cheres. And he davened that it didn't rain, and he drew a circle and stood inside the circle, and he said, Rabbeinu Shalaila, everyone's relying on me. They say, I'm a ben bayis lefanecha. And he swore that he's not going to step out of the circle until it rains. So first it just started to drop. Choni said, that's not what I meant. Enough to fill up the pit so people can drink. And then it started to really come down very hard. He said, that's not what I meant. I meant kishmei ratza and bracha and edava. And then it came down in a regular way. But a lot of it, very consistent rain. The Yidden had to climb up onto the Har Bayis. And they said, Choni, please, David, it should stop. So he said to them, Tzuru'u, in Nimches, Evan Atayim. Did the Evan Atayim, that big stone where everyone brought their metziahs, to call out over there, I found a metziah, did that wash away? Did the water reach above that stone? That's another pshat. In other words, that can't happen, right? Well, I don't daven that the rain should stop. Then we learned that Shimon ben Shatach sent a message to Choni HaMagel and said, had you been a regular person, Gazrani alecha nidui. That's not nice to say to Hashem. No, not this, not that. But what can I do? You're mamish like a child before Hashem. Who does that? And the father gives it to him anyway. You know, the Braditcheva said that there are three things we have to learn from a small child. One is, he never sits around and does nothing. He's always busy doing something. Time is too precious to waste. Another is, he can cry 1 minute and laugh the next minute. 1 second he's crying and crying, 2 seconds later he's laughing. Grown-ups, it takes them a lot longer to recover from crying. We have to learn from a child. Cry 1 minute maybe, but laugh the next. And the third is, like a child who keeps asking his father, and he's never embarrassed, he just says, Daddy, please, please. That's how we should ask things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never get tired from asking Avinu Shebashamayim. What do you need?